Reeling from the news of the murder of civil rights activist Medgar Evers and of the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing that killed four young girls in Birmingham, Alabama, Nina Simone marked 1963 as the year of her first protest song. Ms. Simone had encountered her own struggles with racism. She had intended to study classical piano and become a concert performer, but the conservatory to which she applied denied her entrance once they realized that she was black. And of course, she was subject to all the indignities that faced black entertainers as they traveled to perform throughout the United States.
Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi. Goddamn! Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi. Goddamn!
Mississippi Goddamn, her first protest song, referenced the horrifying events in Mississippi, Alabama, and other southern states that resisted desegregation, fairness, and equality. Over time, Nina Simone would add to the lyrics for each act of violence and oppression throughout the country, including Selma, St. Augustine, Watts, and Memphis. The song also had a slightly more subtle line.
Yes, you lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine just like a lady, and you'd stop calling me Sister Sadie.
Not Horace Silver's Sister Sadie, as described by vocalist Eddie Jefferson.
Sister Sadie was a mean chick, and she thought that she was real slick. And she ran into Alfonso Brown. She hasn't been the same since Alfonso put her down. Sister Sadie was a honey, always had a lot of money. And she ran into Alfonso Brown. She hasn't been the same since Alfonso put her down. She just faced around the floor. She don't have any mind no more. Just stares in the empty space with a frown on her face. Sister Sadie never worried. Sister Sadie never hurried. Then she ran into Alfonso Brown. She hasn't been the same since Alfonso put her down.
Sister Sadie was a character in Mark Twain's book, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Sadie was the wife of a runaway slave. She was a cook and a healer, a stereotypical strong black woman who kept her pain, anger, and frustration to herself and didn't talk back. Nina Simone would never be a Sister Sadie. She would write and perform other songs of protest, like Old Jim Crow, Four Women, and Why the King of Love is Dead, composed shortly after the murder of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Of her protest songs, she remarked that it's an artist's duty to reflect the times, and also, when I go, I'm going to know that I left something for my people to build on. That is my reward.
Oh, but this whole country is full of lies. You all gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust you anymore. You keep on saying, go slow. Go slow. Well, that's just the trouble. Desegregation. Participation, unification, do things gradually, but bring more tragedy. Why don't you see it? Why don't you feel it? I don't know, I don't know. You don't have to live next to me, just give me my equality.
Celebrating Nina Simone and her protest music for Black History Month. I'm Robin Lloyd.